If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Morning, everybody. It's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is March the 26th, 2024, and today the topic is Consider the Lilies. Happy Tuesday. Yes, happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope that you guys had a wonderful Monday. Mine was just fine. Yeah, mine was good overall. It was quite interesting. I ain't gonna lie about that. And I am embarking on a current journey right now and whatnot. But again, I might share that with you guys when I get done. But regardless, it's an interesting time. But hey, man, I'm doing my best to stay obedient, be obedient, and do obedience, I guess. And so with that being said, I mean, you know, it is what it is, as they say. I'm trying to think. Oh, man. Had an amazing conversation yesterday with a future guest of the GSL Talk Show. I don't want to ruin it or whatever. I don't want to say too much. And so to ruin it or whatever when it does come out, because you guys know we pre-record. And so you won't see the episode for a few months. But it definitely was an inspiration, that conversation I had yesterday. So that was the great news and whatnot. Yesterday, again, overall, I was relatively chill. After I did that, I didn't have too much other things of significance to do yesterday. Without getting too deep into the situations and whatnot that I am going through, I just say I had some interesting conversations and crossroad conversations, I guess you would say. So we're going to see what the Lord do with all of that. And if I do feel led to share those things, then I will whenever the Lord wants me to. But as of right now, let me get into this conversation that I'm actually here to record. And that is the juice for today. Now, the inspiration about Consider the Lilies was more so inspired by the time that I woke up. I woke up around 6:28, which led me to Matthew 6:28, which I'm going to read in a moment. But I felt like I had confirmation by listening to the prayer meditation this morning, which was centered kind of around the same thing. So, you know, with that on my heart and mind, I decided to go deeper about it and to go ahead and be obedient and share. And hopefully it will encourage you and inspire you. So consider the lilies. Here's that verse that brought me to this morning. Matthew 6:28. It says, "And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin." So when I read that this morning, you know, it was interesting. The verse or the version that I read originally was talking about clothing, which I guess that's what raiment represents and things like that. It didn't necessarily stand out to me as significant or whatever. So I was going deeper and I was looking at other verses and whatnot centered around 6:28 and stuff like that. But like I said, when I listened to the prayer meditation this morning, it was all about worry, and it brought up again this verse about the lilies. And so, you know, with lilies on my heart and mind, I said, okay, I'll go deeper about that, you know, once this thing wrapped up and whatnot. And that's what I decided to do. So here are the verses that stood out to me this morning, okay? 1 Peter 5:7, it says, "Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you." Friends, I mean, I guess this is one of those don't worry conversations, you know. Like Bob Marley say, don't worry, be happy, you know. But even if we don't add the be happy part on there, you know, I was reading one of the articles at gotquestions.org that is in the Go Deeper section for you to peruse and let marinate on your own heart, soul, and mind. And it basically was talking about the Beatitudes and how Jesus was teaching to that conversation could ultimately be called Stop Worrying. And yeah, man, I think we all can see how worrying can impact, you know, our lives and things of that nature. And so, yeah, that's just something to think about. I mean, what are you worried about today? Now, again, like I said, this doesn't necessarily resonate with me. I don't think I'm too much worried about anything at the present moment. You know, again, I had a few things on my heart and mind yesterday, but I feel like I woke up this morning with clarity and peace regarding those situations. So, but hey, who knows? Maybe the Lord is just, again, reminding me, but I'm here, I guess, to remind you that, you know, it doesn't pay anything for us to worry. There's plenty of verses that refer to this, but, you know, even Jesus himself said it doesn't add anything to your life to worry, so why do it? You know, again, yes, we spend time worrying about what we're going to wear, what we're going to eat, and things of that nature. And don't get me wrong, like, there's nothing wrong with being ambitious, right? And making sure you and your family are good and all those different type of things. But, I mean, listen, man, I would not trade worrying about money and all those things for the peace, joy, love, and hope that I have today. Like, I know it might sound crazy. I know I share this with you guys all the time, but I'm finally in a place of contentment with my life. And I'm truly, truly at peace. And I'm truly just trusting the Lord, you know? And so even when things come up, I'm not necessarily worried. Now, again, you know, who knows? If I get in a harder situation or something, maybe, you know, some anxiety and whatnot will come. Because, again, I'm still human out here. I'm not trying to sit here and act like I'm not or something, you know. But ultimately, as a believer, I would need to remind myself of this as I'm reminding you today, that perhaps in those moments, those low seasons, we need to consider the lilies. It even talks about considering the birds and things of that nature. God takes care of all of those things, and he will take care of you. Here is another verse. It's Psalm 55 and 22. It says, cast your burdens on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. At the end of the day, again, those that are not in alignment, you know, those that are not following Christ, things of that nature, then, you know, yeah, you're probably going to be a little bit more worried than a believer. You know, because a believer knows that, hey, at the end of the day, all things are going to work together for my good. A believer knows that the Lord is in control, not me. The believer knows that the Lord, everything belongs to him and not me. Things of that nature. And so, again, now, there's ups and downs. And I admit that all the time. And I try to share that all the time and be open and honest about that. There are definitely ups and downs to life, right? And then again, everything may not play out the way you think and the way you want and everything like that. But if you are choosing to, you know, live a righteous life, following Christ, things of that nature, then these verses will resonate with you. You know that you can go to God with your request or your burdens or any of the things that, you know, your doubts, your fears, anything. And you know that he will take care of you because he's a good father. Speaking of Philippians 4 and 5, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I mean, that's what we can do as believers. That's the access that we have with what Jesus has done for us on the cross. And that's ultimately the juice this morning, y'all. You know, I don't have too much to add to that. If you are worrying about anything, I hope you're encouraged and inspired to know that, hey, man, you can consider the lilies. By all means, go deeper. There's a few verses in the Go Deeper section that you can peruse and let marinate on your heart, souls, and minds. And yeah, go check out that article I was telling you guys about at gotquestions.org. It's called Why Should We Consider the Lilies of the Field? I hope these things encourage you and inspire you. I hope you decide to go deeper. And I hope that you, from this day forward, choose not to worry and choose to cast your burdens and cares on the Lord. Now, the Bible verse of today is Mark 11 and 24. And it is, or it says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye. Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.